You're listening to Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast, Season 3, Episode 7, Our Christmas Community. When I started this podcast a couple of years ago, I wanted to have a way to preserve memories for my family of all the things we did and loved during the Christmases through the years. I also wanted to give other Christmas-loving people ideas, inspiration, and something fun to listen to. With the help of social media, one of the things that's come out of doing Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast is that I have found a Christmas community. I love to hear from you. I love it when you watch and like my posts on Instagram. I love it when we see each other on the tennis court and you share that you just listened to the latest episode. I love it when you tell me things that you do to make Christmas special. All of that got me thinking about how you, as a Christmas community, can be more involved in the podcast. So I set up a giveaway. You send me your favorite Christmas ideas, traditions, or Christmas-related questions, and I'll share them in an episode and select one entry to receive a Christmas goodie box. I received 27 entries, and I can't wait to share them with you. Let's start with the winner of the giveaway, Jen. One night each Christmas season, Jen and her family get hot cocoa, put on cozy PJs, and drive around playing Christmas light bingo. Even her college kids still enjoy this tradition. If you're wondering what the bingo part is, there are lots of printables out there with things you have to look for as you drive around, like an inflatable snowman, a house playing Christmas music, a house with all white lights, a Christmas wreath. You can even create your own board. Bring a marker and cross off the item when you find it. The first person to get 3 or 4 in a row wins the game. Amanda is also a fan of looking at Christmas lights with her family. Morgan combines a night of looking at lights with reading 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, after, and letting her kids open one present. Oh, and don't forget to bring your dog along for your tour of lights. Charlie takes his family to a light display that's been around since 1947. That is pretty special. Let's stay on the topic of lights and what you can do in your own yard. Katie decorates her swing set. How fun for her kids. Liz's husband, Bill, puts on a mini light display in the yard each night for 15 minutes. When it comes to storing your lights, Betsy wants to know some ways to do this. For me, Rubbermaid tubs are my go-tos for storage. You can find long ones and use the empty wrapping paper tubes you have to wrap your lights around them. I try to label the tubs as well, but honestly, there are years where I just dump all the outdoor lights in and just hope for the best next year. Betsy, like me, is also a fan of timers and wanted to know about tea lights on a timer. Those are actually on Amazon and come in a large pack. Just search tea lights with timers and choose what works for you. I set a reminder on my Alexa device for 5:15 when I begin setting out my lights, and I turn them all on at the same time. Once I've done that, I enjoy them night after night. Another light idea I love are my standalone lamps. Those can be found now on Amazon. But my sister-in-law Robin got me one from Zafferano America, and I bought a second. They're rechargeable, so you can select how bright you want them to be, and when they run out, you just charge them overnight and they're good to go. I keep them in my bookcases year-round. I'm already going through a lot of batteries this year, so I'm investigating rechargeable batteries too, and think that might be the way to go for me for the coming years. Now let's move on to the topic of Advent boxes. My friend Suzanne reminded me of how much fun we always had year after year, brainstorming and sharing ideas we wanted to do for our kids. Annie has a great idea for college kids. Each year, she put together an Advent wall hanger for her daughter, one for her niece, and one for her nephew to take back to college with them after Thanksgiving. She wrapped around 16 little gifts for them to open each day until they got home, where the tradition continued until the 25th. For the girls, she put in things like makeup, gift cards, cute socks, games, And for her nephew, she did things like hot chocolate packs, Christmas lights for his room, prank gifts, and cash. The roommates look forward to the each day's surprise as well. What a fun tradition. When it comes to gifts, Karen has a great family tradition. On Christmas Eve, she lets her kids open one gift that she chooses, of course. This is something her mom did for her and her brothers. Heather buys 6 rolls of gift wrap each year, and each person gets their gifts wrapped in their own paper. She uses any extra for miscellaneous gifts. Jordan has a fun gift tradition, too. She and her bestie Amy live in different states, but still do a favorite things gift. Throughout the year, they collect an extra of things they are loving, like recipes, seasonings, socks, makeup, hair products, etc. As Christmas gets closer, they send each other the favorites box with a write-up on each item. They open the boxes together over the phone and enjoy the trips down memory lane and the new things to try. AJ and Susan both have special traditions that are faith-based. AJ did this one with her boys and now with her Sunday school kiddos. Each week, they tell her something good that they have done, and then she gives them a small piece of straw for them to lay in the manger to get ready for Jesus. Susan loves to bake with her kids on Christmas Eve morning. They make cakes, and after attending the evening church service, they come home and ice and decorate them. Santa gets a slice of baby Jesus' birthday cake with his milk, and the family devours the cakes on Christmas Day. When it comes to decorating the Christmas tree, Suzanne loves her tradition of getting a real tree, putting on a Christmas movie, having a glass of eggnog, and decorating the tree as a family. She loves going through the ornaments and remembering all the memories they hold. Christina puts all her Christmas storybooks under the tree when they start decorating each year. At night, she lets her 3 little ones choose one story for her to read. Now they can read to her, so the memories are extra special. Catherine recorded her grandparents reading "Twas the Night Before Christmas." They can't do this anymore, so listening to the recording holds a very special place in her family's hearts. Shelton Wallace remembers singing carols with his grandmother and how patiently she taught him all the words. Now he's creating his own music. A fun and adventurous tradition Julie's family does each year, the weekend after Thanksgiving, is they rent a cabin in North Carolina and ride the Polar Express train. It's the perfect and most magical way to kick off the holidays for the whole family. In Atlanta, we have an incredible place called the Center for Puppetry Arts. Each year, Carrie takes her kids to see the presentation of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It is really amazing, and I highly recommend this if you're in the Atlanta area. If not, be on the lookout for things like this in your hometown. She also loves making her great-grandmother's recipe for cookies and decorating them with her own grandmother, mom, siblings, aunts, cousins, and her own kids. Lindsay loves the magical Elf on the Shelf tradition. She especially loves watching her kids report on their behavior night after night. I'm sure they're on the nice list. Someone else on the nice list is Sarah. She loves sending and receiving Christmas cards, and so do I. For this episode's Top 5 segment, I want to share Sean's entry in the giveaway. It was a request for Christmas shot ideas. So for this episode, here are some shots to consider sampling in moderation this holiday. Research was done. Coming in at number 5, peppermint Christmas shots. Combine equal parts peppermint schnapps and chocolate liqueur. Shake with ice, pour into shot glasses, and top with whipped cream and sprinkles. Number 4, strawberry Santa hat Jell-O shots. This can also be made for the kids by replacing the vodka with water. First, boil 1 1/4 cup of water. Remove from the heat and then add a strawberry Jell-O packet and stir until dissolved. Then add 3/4 cup of vodka or water for the kids. Pour into mini plastic cups and chill until firm. To make it look like a Santa hat, add whipped cream, a cut strawberry with the point on the top, and a little ball of whipped cream to top it off. Number 3, gingerbread shots. For 2 shots, you'll need 2 ounces of rum chata, 2 ounces of cream soda, and cinnamon sugar for the rim. Shake the rum chata with ice in a shaker to get it cold, and pour evenly into your 2 shot glasses that you've dipped in cinnamon sugar. Top with cream soda and enjoy. Number 2, the Grinch shot. For this one, mix 4 ounces of Midori with 4 ounces of coconut rum in a cocktail shaker. Shake and pour into your shot glasses and drink if you dare. And for number 1, Christmas cookie shots. You'll need 4 ounces of Bailey's Irish Cream, 2 ounces of butternut schnapps, 1 ounce of Cointreau, and 1/2 ounce of Kahlua. Mix these ingredients in a cocktail shaker with ice and pour into 5 shot glasses. Now down the hatch. Now for something yummy. Ashley's parents lived for many years in Hawaii, so she spent Christmases there with her husband and children. Her son Lex entered the giveaway with a tradition they had of jumping in the pool on Christmas morning in PJs. That sounds like something very Hawaiian. Ashley's entry was a delicious tradition she and her family always look forward to on Christmas morning, and that is creme brulee French toast. Here's her recipe. Before going to bed on Christmas Eve, prepare a 9x13-inch baking dish with cooking spray. Now in a small saucepan, combine 2 tablespoons of dark corn syrup, 1/2 cup of butter, and 1 packed cup of brown sugar. Simmer this until it becomes syrupy. Then pour that mixture into your baking dish. Next, slice a loaf of French bread into thick slices and place them in the dish. Now it's time to make your custard. In a large bowl, whisk together 6 eggs, 2 cups of 1/2 and 1/2, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Pour that evenly over the bread, cover, and refrigerate overnight. On Christmas morning, take out the French toast and let it get to room temperature. Then bake it uncovered for 45 minutes at 350 degrees. Finally, cut it into squares and serve with syrup, butter, cinnamon sugar, or powdered sugar. Gobble it up and dive into the next round of presents. Here's a Christmas quote to help you get merry. This is from Fred Rogers. Quote, I like to compare the holiday season with the way a child listens to a favorite story. The pleasure is in the familiar way the story begins, the anticipation of familiar turns it takes, the familiar moments of suspense, and the familiar climax and ending. End quote. Well, friends, that's all for now. Thanks for listening, and thank you for contributing to this episode. Don't be a stranger. Keep sharing your ideas with me and our Christmas community. We have 3 more episodes this season. Be sure to share this episode with a friend and give a review. Follow me on Instagram and Threads at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast. You can also email me with questions, comments, or Christmas ideas you want to share at Mary's Merry Christmas Podcast at gmail.com. Now get out there and spread some Christmas joy. You've got this.